This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The City of Park Falls would like you to know that Howard Disposal will be placing tags on garbage/recycling containers when there is an issue. Issues can include where the container is placed, if it is overfull, or if it contains materials that are not acceptable. If you receive a tag, residents will need to contact Howard Disposal with the number provided to resolve the issue and to assure that the service will resume. For information on what materials are appropriate for recycling, you can go to cityofparkfalls.com. We spoke with Fifield Lions President Gary Griesel about the upcoming Fifield Fall Craft and Bake Fair.
Our last event coming up here is the Fifield Fall Festival of Crafts and Bake Fair. It's coming up on October 18th. It's going to be at the Fifield Fire Hall. And this is an annual event. We do this jointly with the Fifield Congregational Church and the Friends of the Fifield Firefighters. The day is filled with great things. They have all kinds of crafters and stuff. It's a great time to start your Christmas shopping. There's some unique things there. We have a soup and sandwich lunch put on by the Fifield Lions, and I can tell you, the soups are delicious. And then we're doing our fall events raffle drawing that day at going to do it right around 4:30. And I got to thank Carl from CNR Power Sports for donating the first prize. It's a 99 ZR Articat snowmobile is the first prize. Tickets are $10 or 3 for $20, and they're at many of the local businesses in Fifield, and then even some around Park Falls. And then you can also, if you do need tickets and you can't find them in an establishment, if they call me at 715-661-2990.
As a reminder, that event is taking place Saturday, October 18th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. over at the Fifield Fire Station. Eight candidates want to challenge incumbent 6th Congressional District Representative Glenn Grothman. Lisa Hale looks at one.
The Democratic primary for the 6th Congressional District in Wisconsin is over 10 months away. However, there are already 9 declared candidates. One of those candidates is Aaron Wojciechowski of Oshkosh, and he's no stranger to the political process. Wojciechowski, 28, is often referred to as Wojo. He made his first political run at the age of 19, serving on the Winnebago County Board of Supervisors, then on the Oshkosh Common Council. He said he wasn't going to run for office again, but caught the inspiration to do so during a No Kings rally earlier this year.
But in that moment, I thought, you know, if not me, then who? And if not now, when?
Wojciechowski says his major platform issue is affordability.
Everywhere you go, who you talk to, regardless of their politics, it's, you know, my rent has gotten higher, my electricity's gotten higher, groceries are still going up, gas is going up. Life is becoming too unaffordable for anyone in low-income middle class to afford.
A former teacher in the Oshkosh Area School District and current Assistant Director of Student Activities at Lawrence University, Wojciechowski says he will stand out from the 6 other Democratic candidates in the primary.
One of the things I've always led with is empathy, and I think we need more of that, less of this divisiveness, less of this name-calling and just, you know, fiery rhetoric that is leading to violence. We need someone who can kind of simmer people down, bring people together, and have these meaningful conversations.
The 7 Democrats running for the 6th Congressional District will face off in a Democratic primary on August 11th. On the Republican side, incumbent Glenn Grothman faces a challenge from Jonathan Peets. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
The Price County Highway Department would like you to remember that state law requires drivers to create a safety zone for stop law enforcement, emergency, and maintenance vehicles. To help safeguard law enforcement officers, emergency responders, road maintenance workers, and others who work on the side of highways, Wisconsin has a move-over law. This law requires drivers to shift lanes or slow down in order to provide a safety zone for a squad car, ambulance, fire truck, tow truck, utility vehicle, or a highway maintenance vehicle that is stopped on the side of a road with its warning lights flashing. Drivers have two options for creating this safety zone. If the road has more than one directional lane like the interstate and you can switch lanes safely, you must move over to vacate the lane closest to the law enforcement or other vehicle with its lights flashing. If the road has a single directional lane or you can't safely move over, you must reduce your speed. You can find a short PSA on the Price County Highway Department's Facebook page. Sunday, October 19th from 8 to noon at Goble South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville, there's a Phillips Girls Basketball Breakfast Fundraiser. It's $12 a plate with 5 and under eating free, featuring from scratch pancakes, French toast, sausage, hash browns, scrambled eggs, and homemade cinnamon rolls. There's also going to be raffle baskets, so don't miss this chance to support the team. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, October 19th from 8 to noon at Goble South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville on County Road F. A bill aimed at strengthening penalties against perpetrators of sextortion is heading to the governor's desk. Isabella Nieto has more.
Braden's law stems from the death of a D.C. Everest High School student, Braden Bone, who took his life after being targeted by an organized sexual extortion ring. The legislation establishes sexual extortion as a new crime and imposes severe penalties, including up to a 60-year sentence if the extortion results in the death of the victim. The bill passage comes less than 6 months after it was introduced to the legislature by a handful of legislators in April, including area reps Pat Snyder, Brent Jacobson, and John Spiros, joined by state senators Jesse James and Corey Tomchek in the effort. A spokesperson for Governor Tony Evers told WBAY in Green Bay that the governor intends to sign the legislation. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Yelich in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in L.A. for Game 3 of the National League Championship. The Brewers' Christian Yelich looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0 for 7 with a walk and 3 strikeouts. Yelly hasn't had a hit in his last 17 at-bats and was asked about his performance so far in the postseason.
Not the best, you know. I started out good and then kind of just hit a little bit of a rough patch here the last few games. An unfortunate time for that to happen, but you know, I've got to be better. I got to figure it out. This is how it goes.
The Dodgers up 2-0 in the best of 7 series. NFL, Packers holding practice, preparing for Sunday's game in Arizona against the Cardinals. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost 4 in a row, and on Saturday, they host the number one ranked team in the nation, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
If you're going to go out there and you're going to do anything against number one team in the country, you can't be held back by, you know, being perfect, because being perfect is not going to get us what we need to get.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.